dark surface or a light surface on it?
Dark surface, I
Dark
guess. I
surface.
mean, it's the top. Would you call this black top road up here asphalt on?
Okay. Now let's see. What do you call a road that's paved with a light colored surface on it?
I mean, you can call it concrete. Then.
Okay. What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and the street?
What do you call
okay.
that?
Oh, and that brings up something else. If you don't have a word for these things like that, tell me, because that's just as important as if you did have a word. What do you call a ditch by the side of a road in graded country? I'm sorry, I read that wrong. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country? That's what I meant. Or would you just call it a ditch?
What do they call
it's where they dig that? Out, dig it out
I
to
know,
fill.
Fill it. I know what they. What do you call those roads?
Okay.
I know what. Inside the road that keeps the water from.
Yeah, that's
up on
right. Well, we'll come back to it. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
Well, I've got that kind. I call them yard dogs.
Okay.
Because I've got three out here that don't do anything to eat. Those you talk to.
Oh, I know. They're nice dogs, though. I enjoyed them. What name do you have for the gentle sound that's made by horses at feeding time? You say,
what do you call it? Oh, and why you call a horse that goes like that? You know how they holler. Have they a special name?
It's just a name for the sound.
What do you call that? The horses.
It's a sound that's, it's not braying, it's a sound that's gentler than braying.
Winkering, isn't
it? Yeah.
Winkering, winkering.
Yeah.
I believe
okay.
that's what I've heard them say. You know, okay. that's done slip my memory.
What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this that children like to have?
Curly bone.
Okay. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and now it's grown back again.
I imagine you'd call it the same thing, that, you know. Oh, hay.
Well, would you call it a second growth or a second crop or something like that?
A second crop. If hay.
Okay.
Second crop, hay.
What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some other things that you make from cornmeal?
Well, there's several things. You can make dumplings.
Okay.
Corn dumplings.
And how are they made?
You know, you make a dough, you know, and have the juice like you would have. Say you're going to have corn dumplings with your turnip greens.
Mm-hmm.
Cook your turnip greens and have your water, you know, just like you would make chicken dumplings. Have you ever made any chicken dumplings?
No, I never made any. You have to start from scratch with me.
And
you mean you have the water simmering?
Well, you see the juice from the turnip greens.
Yeah.
And let's rake your turnip greens on one side in your boiler. And you make up this. You wouldn't make a real crisp dough with the meal. And make it a little ball, something like you would hush puppies.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
how to make
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
And drop it in that, let them boil. You know, and it'd be round. You take them out and eat them with your salad.
They sound good. Are they about the same size as hush puppies?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But you don't put the same, don't put the onions and things in the meal. You make it up. I haven't made it in years.
Well, now, hush puppies you fry, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
And you'll use the onion in them.
Uh-huh.
Fry them where you have fish and things like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Ash cake.
Okay. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon? It's not really cornbread, but you boil it.
Mush.
Okay.
Corn mush.
What do you call bread that's made in loaves out of white flour?
Hoe cake.